Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Sit up straight. Don't slouch. Lift with your knees, not with your back. We have all heard these tips to avoid wrenching our backs, but given the pervasiveness of chronic back pain among Americans, we clearly aren't following these instructions. Director of Chiropractic Josh Zumstein says there are many other small ways we may be contributing to our own back and neck pain without even realizing it, twisting and turning ourselves in the wrong ways while doing the simplest maneuvers. And more importantly, he says there are ways we can even stop the pain before it starts. Zumstein's offered up dozens of tips in his new book, Secrets to Preventing Back and Neck Pain, 60 Ways to Protect Your Spine, and he shares them with Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce. But first, he explains just how pervasive back pain is among Americans.
Well, one number I always like people to know is the number 80%, because that's approximately how many people will experience back pain at some time in their life. And I can give you some yucky sounding statistics, too, to just make an impression as to how big of a deal back pain is. In the United States alone, it costs the healthcare system $5 billion just to take care of the low back problems that people come in to them to see. And approximately 93 million work days are missed a year just from low back pain alone as well.
I mean, I'm sitting here thinking like, oh, my back is hurting me right now from sitting at my desk for too long. Well, what's interesting about your book is it's not so much about treating back pain as it is preventing back pain, which is something we don't really hear so much about.
Yes, that's correct. Oftentimes when people seek care for their back problems, it's too late because the problem has already occurred. And at that point, it typically takes longer to recover and people have more difficulty preventing it from coming back again. So my book is dedicated to those people that want to prevent the problem from taking place at first, and to also give people that already are experiencing some back problems a way to alleviate it and hopefully eliminate it as well.
In the book, you describe how there are lots of tasks and movements that we do every day that really cumulatively have an impact on how our backs and our necks feel. Can you tell us a little bit more about some of the maybe overlooked ways we're putting strain on our bodies?
Well, if someone were to ask me, Dr. Josh, what is the one thing you could tell me to change that I'm doing wrong every day to prevent back pain, I would have no problem doing that. And that would be getting up from the seated position the right way. If you stop and think about it, you get up from sitting pretty frequently. I personally do that probably 50 times. And if you are getting up the wrong way, each of those 50 times, you're creating a lot of stress and harm to your spine. And so what people frequently do wrong is they get up from the seated position using their low back instead of their legs. And when you do that, you are placing, like I said, a lot of unnecessary harm and stress on your low back. So what I would tell people to do is scoot all the way to the very edge of the seated surface that they're sitting on and keep a nice straight back and be sure to get up using just your legs and not your back.
Now, when we're not keeping some of these tips that you've provided in this book in mind, what damage are we doing to our backs, particularly the lower back?
Well, I mentioned the number 80% earlier. Now I want to mention the number 85%. And 85% is the estimated number of back injuries that are simply caused by repetitive misuse. So what I mean by that is it's just people doing things the wrong way because they don't know any different. And it's basic things, like I said, like getting up from sitting the wrong way, sleeping the wrong way, getting into and out of your car the wrong way. So it's little things like these that slowly build and break down the muscles and the ligaments of the spine that lead to the eventual disc getting thrown out or the back getting thrown out problems that you hear people say that they have.
Well, I want to talk about several of your initial secrets. You've numbered them 1 through 60 in the book. Look at ways that in the workplace we can change what we're doing with our bodies, how we're positioning ourselves to reduce some of that pain. What are some of the key offenders in what we're doing each day?
Well, excessive sitting. That is the number one harmful thing that everyone does. Believe it or not, studies have shown that excessive sitting, which I will qualify as 50 minutes, 5-0, is shown to be more harmful to your spine than physically demanding tasks. And in fact, more low back disorders or problems occur from this excessive sitting than any other thing you're doing to your body.
Wow.
So get up and stretch every 20 to 30 minutes. That's the best thing you can do if you're in a sedentary work profession.
And you say even as little as about 30 seconds worth of stretching can undo about 20 to 30 minutes worth of sitting?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. It doesn't take much. Your body is very dynamic and is always changing. So you can just stand up and stretch for about 30 seconds to a minute, and that'll undo a lot of the harm that you've done with the previous hour of sitting.
Now, some of us, you know, instead of the excessive sitting in front of maybe a computer or a telephone or what have you, the problem is excessive standing. So what can we do in that situation?
Well, oddly enough, if you are standing for long periods of time, I'm going to tell you to try and sit after I just said not to sit, right? But of course, what I'm meaning is sit down for about 2 to 3 minutes if you're in a job where you're standing for long periods of time. And if you're not able to sit down, which a lot of people tell me they can't do, alternate the weight on your feet. So stand with the weight on your right foot for about 5 minutes, switch to your left foot for another 5 minutes, and then go back to using both legs to support your body weight.
You also talk about how just in general not having movement can be putting a strain on our back.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, you want to move around, you want to stretch your body, like I said, is a dynamic thing. It doesn't like to be in one stuck position all the time. And I just tell people, don't do too much of any one thing.
Well, some of the positions that we put our bodies in, some of the things we do that may be hurting our backs, aren't avoidable. And I would point to the one where you say women don't wear high heels.
Yes, I knew I would get some grief from you on this one, Stephanie. It's the truth. High heels not only make your feet look aesthetically displeasing. See, I try to hook women with that one so that they listen to what I'm saying. It does put a lot of strain and stress on your low back. It puts it into an awkward position that it doesn't like. And that's simply because of the raised feet. Raising your feet like that from the arch of the heel, or the lift of the heel rather, places excessive strain on your low back.
But the idea isn't that you can never wear a nice pair of heels, but it's just not to maybe do it every day.
Exactly. If you're going out on a weekend and you want to wear them for a few hours, go ahead and do it. But if you're wearing them for your work days every day, continuously, that's when we have a problem.
Now, I want to get to the second section of your book where you talk about some common everyday, even household tasks, if you want to identify them in that way. A lot of them have to do with the way in which we're twisting our backs. Why is that? Why does that have such an impact on back pain?
Well, twisting alone, the act of just twisting by yourself is not harmful. It's when you add a weight to the twisting movement. And that's what I call twisting torque. Twisting torque is what you want to avoid, and it doesn't take much weight at all to compound the effects of twisting. In fact, if you were just to hold a broom, and as I show some sweeping methods in there, that's enough of a weight to create this twisting torque that you want to avoid. And essentially what I mean by that is if you're turning, rotating your spine without a weight, that's fine. But when you add that extra weight, such as a broom or any type of excess weight, as I said, that's when you start to eventually damage the low back joints and the muscles around them.
And so then how do we fix that? How do we avoid having that twisting torque?
Good question. Instead of turning with just your low back, you want to twist your entire body. So you want to move your feet to do the rotation and not just your upper half.
Now, I was shocked to see in one of your secrets that there is a way to breathe wrong. And of course, then I immediately started paying attention to how I was breathing.
Such a simple, basic task, and yet people are doing it wrong. Can you believe that? Yeah, believe it or not, some people do not breathe with their stomachs. So typically, what you're supposed to do is every time you inhale, you want to let your body naturally stick out your stomach because you're getting more air into your body, so your stomach's going to get a little bit larger. Your lungs are going to expand. And so I guess maybe some people that are a little bit self-conscious like to hold in that part of their body. And so they're breathing with their shoulders then. So they're raising their shoulders up with each inhalation as opposed to expanding their rib cage in their stomach. And every time you do that, again, you're putting stress on the neck and slowly causing pain up there. And a lot of people that have headaches and shoulder pain are found to be chest breathers or shoulder breathers, as I'm talking about, instead of stomach breathers.
Well, that's shocking.
It is. A lot of people don't understand that. And then once they start to do these changes in their life, they see a difference in how they're feeling.
Now, the third section of the book focuses on exercises that people can do, not only exercises that they probably already have in their repertoire and how to do them correctly, but also exercises specifically designed to reduce some of this back pain. What are some of the most important ones?
Well, research has shown that there are absolutely spine-stabilizing exercises you can do. And I could bore you all by telling you what the anatomical muscles are proven to stabilize these spines, but I'll pass on that. And I'll just tell you that certain exercises like bridges and planks are proven to stabilize the spine so that it can endure the day-to-day activities better and give you a better chance of not having back pain.
some of these tips are just so easy. And, you know, once you incorporate them into your life, you'll probably see a difference right away. But why don't more people practice these tips? Why have we gotten in the habit maybe of not walking with correct posture and things like that?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's not taught to anyone. It's not something you learn in grade school. They don't teach you this in high school or college. And really, it's just taught to you if you're in a medical profession. And even then, if you visit your doctor, it's not something that they're going to do in a screening. It's not something that's going to come up on a survey. And so people just need to be educated and be aware that these are small things you can do to greatly impact your life.
Now, were there any that you came across as you were preparing this book that you found, oh boy, I'm doing this wrong?
I was a stomach sleeper for about, 3/4 of my life. And I did have neck pain. Every time I woke up, I'd say every time is a bit of an exaggeration, but about 3-4 days a week, I would wake up with neck pain and headaches and not know why the heck that was happening. And then when I was doing research for this and talking to colleagues, it was my stomach sleeping without a doubt.
Wow. So have you used some of these tips with your patients? I mean, have any of your patients kind of followed the 60 secrets you include here? And what kind of cumulative impact have they had?
Absolutely. Patients are shocked by what a difference sitting and walking with proper posture does. The majority of
sitting up straighter.
The majority of people will notice an immediate impact with upper back pain and low back pain simply by changing their posture.
If there's one thing that you want people to change right now as they're listening, perhaps at their desk or in their car, what would it be?
Stop slouching.
As we both, again, sit up a little bit straighter.
Right.
Well, Dr. Josh Zumstein, thank you so much for sharing Secrets to Preventing Back and Neck Pain, 60 Ways to Protect Your Spine.
Thanks again for having me.
Dr. Josh Zumstein is the author of Secrets to Preventing Back and Neck Pain, 60 Ways to Protect Your Spine. He's a doctor of chiropractic and certified in acupuncture and applied kinesiology. He also has a master's in sports rehab and science and treats professional athletes. He's the founder of the Back Safety and Wellness Consultants. A graduate of Marquette, he lives outside Chicago, and he spoke with Stephanie Lecce. You can find a video of Dr. Josh Zumstein demonstrating proper posture along with Stephanie at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Before we go, just a reminder, your year-end support to WUWM can take many forms. You can join as a sustaining member, donate a vehicle, preferably your own, or make an additional gift in any amount. Visit wuwm.com/give to make a special year-end gift before December 31st. And finally today, the return of our Milwaukee Soundscape series. Lake Effect contributor Sam Willis, who is a recent transplant to Milwaukee, went in search of a rare breed in the city, the elusive street musician. And after some looking, he stumbled into musician Donald Close at the Riverwalk near Wisconsin Avenue and Water Street, our very neighborhood. Hard on his luck, but eager to please, Don, who has been playing his guitar for spare change off and on for 3 decades, provided Lake Effect with this raw little blues number he made up on the spot. And Donald Close takes us out on this Friday morning. Lake Effect is produced by Dan Harmon, Bonnie North, and webified by Stephanie Lecce. Production assistance comes from Sam Willis and Trapper Shep. I'm Mitch Tyke. Great to have you listening today, and I hope you can be with us again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Fresh air is next.